Hammer Time.
Go with the good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Ortiz, and of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Ortiz. Call Ortiz, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Ortiz.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Ortiz with you with a special guest in studio, Brian Ritter from Zenner & Ritter Heating and Cooling. Been around since 1930, and yes, they are a Hammer Time partner, and we're glad to have Brian in studio. Good morning, Brian.
Morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
It's the cusp of the seasons between summer and fall, and we're wanting to discuss with you getting your furnace ready for the heating season and what homeowners would need to know about that. Also, we want to highlight some of Brian's other services, which include plumbing and generators, and of course, air conditioning as well. So line up your questions for Brian Ritter from Zenner & Ritter, 803-0930. As we get into the heating season, what are some of the common pitfalls that homeowners are guilty of?
Probably the biggest thing is filter, filter, filter. Everyone gets busy. They forget to change their air filter. We've had a really heavy air conditioning summer. So that air filter, if it hasn't been changed yet, might be plugged up from the summer. You want to make sure that that gets taken care of and changed out, because that's really the lungs of your heating system. Mm-hmm. If that's restricted, it can cause the system shut down or cause strain on parts and cause them to fail. So
simply changing the filter by opening up the cover and pulling that out and sliding a new one in, it's that easy.
It's just as easy as that.
And that important.
Definitely that important. It is probably the most important thing that a homeowner can do in relation to their heating system in their home.
Since we're talking about filters, Brian, why don't you highlight what a good filter is and layer the MERV levels for us?
Sure. MERV is a rating for the effectiveness of an air filter. So the higher the number, the more effective that filter is at removing particles, contaminants out of the air that's passing through it. So in New York State, you've heard perhaps Como talk about the MERV 13 rating. That's what he wants the minimum to be for malls and gyms and things like that, because it's proven to be effective at virus-sized particles, at least related to COVID virus-sized particles. You can go higher than that. The thing you have to be careful with is the higher the number, the more restrictive that filter is on airflow. And there's a lot of systems that aren't designed to handle that restriction on air.
So they can't push through.
They can't push through and, again, can strain the system out. It's almost the same as having a plugged filter in the system. So for most houses have a 1-inch filter. So it's a simple 1-inch wide filter that could be 16 by 20, 16 by 25, 20 by 25. And you don't want to go too crazy with those. You don't want to buy the most expensive filter because they can be restrictive on airflow. So you want to go with something that is a decent filter, but don't always go for the most expensive. If someone's looking for better air quality in their house, either because they have allergies or they're trying to knock down dust and things like that, that's when you're putting in more of a specialized filter cabinet. Usually holds a 4 to 6 inch wide filter.
I see. It's an add-on unit.
Yep. And that goes right into the duct system. Filter slides in and out just like the 1-inch filter, but that's what enables you to get up to that MERV 13 or MERV 16 level.
Another thing that comes to mind about the importance of maintaining your furnace is being aware of the condition of your heat exchanger.
Yeah, and that's a tough thing to be aware of because you can't see it. It's concealed in the furnace, in the ductwork, so the only way that we can take a look at it is through using specialized scopes. Probably the most important thing, again, on the homeowner end is making sure that you have operational carbon monoxide detectors in the house. Those detectors should be located on every level of the house. You want to have them on the bedroom level, any level of the house that has a combustion appliance or attached garage, and certainly in the basement. It doesn't need to be right next to the furnace. In fact, if you read the manufacturer's instructions, it shouldn't be right next to the furnace or boiler. But having those in the house will alert you if there is a problem where you're getting dangerous levels of carbon monoxide.
And thankfully now, they are built to expire. So they have a limited life, and once it expires, it'll start wailing.
Right.
And you think it's the battery, you put a new battery in, and it keeps wailing. So it's indicating that it's at its end of its useful life.
Correct. So it's telling you that it's time to change it because the filter is no longer any good. And a lot of the units now come with a lithium-ion battery if they're battery operated. So it's rated for up to 10 years on that battery. When the battery goes, you replace the detector.
Mm-hmm. Do you see when furnaces start up again, do you see a higher rate of cracked exchangers at that time of year?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's what we see most this time of year is people go to start their furnace up and it doesn't work for whatever reason, even if they have air conditioning that was just working.
Mm-hmm.
So what most people jump to first and foremost is the part they interact with, the thermostat. They think my heating's not working, it must be the thermostat, and they run out to the store and they buy a new one and they try and hook it up, and that still doesn't solve the problem. So what we most commonly find are things like the plug filter causing the system to go off on a high safety limit,
mm-hmm.
or a vent safety switch that is preventing the furnace from firing off because there's maybe a bird that fell down the flue over
sure.
the summer or
sure.
some other blockage that happened.
Do you ever see issues of either oversized or undersized furnaces?
All the time. Systems are supposed to be designed based on industry standards using calculations like a manual J calculation, manual D calculation, which are related to the size of the house or the ductwork in the house. Historically speaking, you know, we've gone with as Americans, bigger is better, right, with everything. And that's certainly not the case with heating or air conditioning.
Right.
So the problems that can result in is, like you described before, cracking a heat exchanger prematurely. A furnace goes in 10 years instead of 20 years. With air conditioning, it contributes to temperature differential between the two floors, where the second floor of the house where you're trying to sleep is 5 degrees warmer than the downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Because
imbalance.
Mm-hmm. Because the system's oversized and it doesn't run long enough to kind of balance that temperature in the house.
As it relates to size of furnace, another thing I often see as a flaw in design is location of furnace within a house.
Yes. So a lot of people want to try and put it towards one end of the basement, keep it out of the way so they can finish their basement. But what that does then is it's putting the furnace at one side of the house. So that side of the house is going to respond a little bit more quickly than the other side of the house. You can overcome that with things such as zoning. You can integrate a zoning system even into an existing furnace. So mm-hmm. if we go to a house, we can always change it so there's 1, 2, 4 zones in the house.
Mm-hmm.
That can be a little bit more complicated and costly to do it that way. Ideally, the furnace would be located as central as possible.
You like that idea of central location of the furnace. Of course, now with the advent of not having to have a structural chimney any longer, it really almost doesn't matter where the furnace is.
Correct.
803-0930. That's the number for you to dial this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio. Our guest is Brian Ritter from Zenner and Ritter. They are a Hammer Time partner. Participate in the program right now and get on the phone and give us a call. If you have a furnace question for Brian, you've come to the right place at the right time. 803-0930. Outside the 716, it's a toll-free call for you at 1-800-616-WBEN. On Facebook Live, you can write your question in there. Just go to the WBEN Facebook page where we are broadcasting the program. And remember that during the week, you can always contact me via email, hammertime@cortese.net. And when you're online, check out the Cortese website. Everything we do is there. Room additions, kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line made for your indoor and your outdoor kitchen, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, and of course our small projects division, all listed out on our website, cortese.net, and also Progress at World Headquarters, 9074 Main Street. Check out the pictures at cortese.net. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to Kenton and say good morning to our good buddy, Scott Swan. Scott's the manager of the Kenton branch, Delaware and Sheridan of Lakeshore Bank. And we are so far deep into the home equity season, it's just like it doesn't end. Right, Brian? Right, Scott?
Correct, Dominic. With the 2.5% home equity line of credit, a lot of people are taking advantage of that. No cost to our borrowers, no application, no closing costs, no annual fees. So it's a great product. You know, as we work through summer and got a lot of summer projects done, and now we look into the fall, those inside projects might come to fruition for our borrowers as well.
Now, also, you're coming up to a time of year where people can either renew or apply to the bank for health savings accounts.
Yeah, we have a great HSA account. So if you have a high deductible plan, I think Lakeshore really has that product for you. We have no minimum balance requirements. We have a great interest rate, and there's no fees whatsoever on our HSA accounts.
Okay. Of course, the mortgage rates, what's happening with them, Scott?
Yeah, we're still, mortgage rates are low. You know, you can do a 10-year starting at 2.625 right now, and then we have a 30-year at 3.125.
All right, how do you beat that? Check out Lakeshore Bank by either going online or giving Scott Swan a call. Scott, how about the phone number there at the Kenton branch?
Yeah, it's 898-2010.
Repeat that for us, Scott.
898-2010.
For 129 years, Lakeshore Bank, putting people first.
It's back to school time, and radio.com is here to keep you informed and entertained no matter where your kids are learning this fall, with hundreds of news, music, and sports talk stations, plus the latest podcasts. And there are so many ways to listen. Staying home, tell Google Home, Amazon Alexa, or Sonos to play this station so you won't miss a beat during those Zoom lessons. Dropping the kids off at school? Take us with you by downloading the radio.com app to listen on your phone. No matter what school looks like for you and your kids, radio.com has you covered.
Right now, it's more important than ever to be there for each other. There are simple steps we can all take to care for our mental health and prevent suicide. From learning the warning signs and knowing what to do if you're worried about someone, to having a real conversation with a friend, to bringing education programs to your community. We all have a role to play in saving lives. Together, we hashtag keep going. Learn more from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention at afsp.org/keepgoing.
Howard Simon here. We've had a pretty impressive summer, and it's still pretty warm out there. If the AC in your home has worked overtime these past couple of months and it's currently struggling to maintain cool air, or maybe you hear it making some strange noises, it's important you get it checked out. My friend and the president of Reimer Home Services, Scott Murray, along with the Wizard, they put their heads together. They're offering Reimer's end of the season 2-for-1 super tune-up special. You can get your AC tuned up for $87 right now, and Reimer will also tune up your furnace for free. It's a buy one, get one tune-up. What's the Reimer reason for tuning up both systems at once? Reimer wants to make sure your AC is running smoothly and your furnace is properly tuned up for the upcoming cold weather season. Call for Reimer's end of the season 2-for-1 offer today. Tune-ups usually run about $190. Right now, get the AC tuned up for just $87 and get the furnace tuned up for free. Call 694-8524. That's 694-8524 for the end of season 2-for-1 tune-up offer from Reimer Home Services.
Are you a business owner? Then you're going to want to hear this. If you're frustrated with paying ridiculously high credit card fees, there is a way you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars each and every month. Here's the solution. Call Merchants United. Again, that's Merchants United. Merchants United has provided incredible savings to local businesses of all size, from car dealerships to retail shops to restaurants. They've even saved one business up to $90,000 in credit card fees just last year. Plus, Merchants United will set up everything for you. With 45 years in the industry, Merchants United is the go-to credit card processing company in the area. In fact, they have one of the highest merchant retention records in the industry. Here's co-owner Dana Vosberg.
Allow us to explain all the benefits of what we have to offer and show you how we can save you up to 99% of your credit card processing fees every month.
Business owners, it's time to put money back in your pockets by saving thousands on credit card fees. Visit Merchants United at MUSaves.com or call 1-855-MU-SAVES, 1-855-MU-SAVES.
Everything for your garage in three easy steps. Step one, how about a new garage door? Increase your home's curb appeal, energy, save energy, and keep your family safe. Step two, how about a new garage floor? Yeah, Gorilla Garage Floors are beautiful flooring options that last a lifetime. Like I have, they're so easy to take care of. And step three, how about organizing your garage and keep it neat and clean with storage equipment from Gorilla Garage Gear? And right now, folks, you can save money. If you buy a new garage door, it's $100 in savings. If you buy a new garage floor and get a new door, it's $300 in savings. And if you do all three, new door, new floor, and storage, you'll get $500 off your purchase. That's a great discount, and it pays to listen to Hammer Time Radio. Here's the number to call Joe Afalo, 715-6927. That's 715-6927. Check them out online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla, and always remember to buy right the first time. and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time. Go with the
flow. 10:22 is the time on WBEN. It's Hammer Time Radio. My guest is Brian Ritter from Zenner & Ritter. They've been around for a long time, and they are a Hammer Time partner. We're glad to have Brian on the air, taking your heating questions at 803-0930. And Brian, before we get over to the calls, when you're looking to buy a furnace, how do you know what you're buying based on the brand name? And are there certain brands you'd recommend and certain brands you wouldn't? I always tell people to look at the integrity of the installer as the most important thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Even if you do some research online, you'll find recommendations for every brand that's out there. But ultimately, it comes down to proper installation. A furnace or an air conditioner is much different than buying a refrigerator or other appliance that you just bring home and plug into the wall. The key aspects of a replacement furnace or air conditioner or any system, like a generator, is designing it properly, sizing it properly, and then calibrating it properly with gas pressure, airflow, and other things once it's in the house. So it's not universal for every house. It has to be kind of tailored to your house a little bit.
Isn't it true that there are only a couple furnace manufacturers in the country?
There's a lot of brand sharing as far as they just change the label, but it's the same manufacturer. So there's still some independence, but it's like the appliance industry for refrigerators. There's a lot of different nameplates out there, but it all comes out of the same factory, a lot of it.
And what brand are you mostly tied to?
So we carry a few different brands and we support all of them, but the most popular ones that we install are Carrier, Heil, and Lennox.
Mm-hmm. You feel stronger about the brand based on its quality, or do you have a better relationship with the distributors? What's the basis for that?
It's interesting that you mentioned the distributors, because that is a key aspect. You have a brand that might be really popular or well supported in Topeka, Kansas, but when you come to Buffalo, New York, it's not supported well. So we make sure that we're working with distributors that have the parts available, the product available, and then also the technical field support if a customer needs it.
To the phones we go, 803-0930. That's the number for you to get online right now and speak to Brian Ritter about your furnace as we go to Boston and chat with Gary. Good morning, Gary. You're on Hammer Time Radio.
Good morning. Yeah, two separate questions. One to you. I have smoke detectors and carbon monoxide in the basement, but they're hardwired. Why would they put them in the basement? And the second question to Brian, I have a hydrostatic filters. Are they good, or should I just replace them with the cheaper ones? You know, the hydrostatic, I guess you have to rinse them out and good to go.
How old is your house, Gary?
Well, it's income property, so it's probably in the 20s.
Okay.
Assuming.
Yeah, the codes would have been dictating the wiring in of smoke and I don't know if they would be carbon monoxide back then, but you know there would have been a code requirement for hardwired smokes.
Yeah, as it relates to us, if we're putting a new heating system or replacement heating system in a house, that typically requires a permit to be pulled, and when the permit is pulled, that triggers New York State code as far as fire and safety equipment in the house.
Right.
So for us, we have to make sure that there is a smoke detector inside each sleeping area. So if it's a bedroom that's been converted to an office, it still needs that smoke detector in there. And one carbon monoxide detector per floor is usually the rule of thumb. It relates to so many feet from a bedroom, if there's a gas appliance on the floor, attached garage, things like that. But the basement, they want hardwired because it's accessible to be hardwired typically if it's unfinished.
The technology has evolved now to radio interconnected smoke detectors.
Correct. You can get wireless systems that if one goes off, they all go off in the house.
The problem with that is when one fails, then you know, it's hard, first of all, to figure out which one it is. You got to stand by the door and listen.
Right.
And then you're inevitably replacing those batteries, and then soon behind that, the others as well.
And then going to the question regarding the filter, you know, if it's a washable filter, you just got to make sure that you're actually getting everything out of there. Over time, those sometimes become so plugged that you're really not getting all the dirt and debris out of it. Sometimes soaking them in a tub of like with Dawn detergent will help break up some of that material and get it out of the filter. Perfectly fine going with disposable filters, especially if it's an income property. Mm-hmm. You might be more likely to get tenants to change a filter than wash it.
There you go. Do you find that you pay more for a washable filter and really not benefit from it costing more?
It's a possibility. And there's a lot of marketing that goes behind filters just like anything out there these days. And sometimes paying more doesn't necessarily mean you're getting something better.
Our next stop is NT, and Mark, we're at your house.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
In my basement, the ductwork seems to lose a lot of heat to the basement in the wintertime and cool in the summertime. And I'm wondering what would be the most cost-effective and efficient way to maybe insulate the ductwork.
Okay. And so in older homes, the ductwork wasn't sealed as tightly as it is in new construction, where there's standards now for a certain amount of duct leakage. In the wintertime, sometimes people find it's helpful to have some of that duct leakage because keeping the basement a little bit warmer keeps the floors on the first floor warm.
And even in the summer, to keep the humidity down.
Keep the humidity down in the basement, certainly. So there's a couple different approaches you can take. I don't know if necessarily insulating is going to be the easiest thing. I think it's probably you have duct leakage. So wherever there's a seam or a joint, the air is seeping out. So you can use a mastic product, which is even like a brush-on type of product, where everywhere there's a seam, you use a brush to kind of put it, we call it nickel thick. You want it to be on there to seal up that ductwork. There's also a product called AeroSeal, and that's where you're working with an AeroSeal dealer. They're actually pressurizing the ductwork with a specialized polymer that will seek out and fill any small cracks and crevices in the ductwork. So kind of tighten it up that way to make sure that you're not losing your cooling or your heating to the basement.
Is that AeroSeal process expensive?
Well, it's going to be based on the amount of ductwork that's in the house. But compared to the brush-on mastic that I mentioned, it's definitely more costly.
So the brush-on mastic is something that a homeowner could attempt to do themselves?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Where would you buy that mastic?
I'm not sure which retail locations have it as far as if you can get it at a Lowe's or a Home Depot, but I'm sure there probably is something like that. It is stuff that if you get it on your clothes, it's not coming off. So just make sure if you're putting it on to be careful with it.
But, Mark, keep in mind that Brian is right, that a little heat and a little cool air in the basement is going to help neutralize the temperature there and, especially in the summer, prevent problems with excessive moisture.
Okay, terrific. Thank you for the information.
All right, great. Thanks for the call. Mark's line is now free at 803-0930 as we travel next to Chictawaga and chat with Tom. Good morning, Tom. You're on WBEN.
Dominic, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I have my original Thatcher. It's a manufacturer furnace.
I never heard of that brand.
Since 1954.
Wow.
Since I've seen that, many friends have built houses, had new furnaces, and would pay $400-$600 to have a replacement electronic board replaced every 5 or 6 years. And I'm wondering, I've been told from one person parts are no longer available, to your co-sponsor there. Gary Capage has kept mine running over the years with, like, thermostats, the relay thingy. I'm more concerned about the burner because I believe they're cast. I'm wondering if can I get another 54 years out of this sucker?
Why don't you hold on there, Tom? We're going to take the bottom of the hour news break, and, Brian's going to put together a good answer for you. So we'll be right back with that answer to that question after the news.
The WBEN Newsroom, I'm Brendan Keeney, and here's what's happening. SUNY has created statewide standards for violators of COVID-19 safety protocols to strengthen penalties for reckless behavior and noncompliance. SUNY Chancellor Jim Mylotras released a statement saying, quote, intentional or otherwise, there continues to be some individuals violating these critical measures on campuses, increasing the chances of spreading the coronavirus and shutting down on-campus activity, end quote. The policy sets a range of allowable sanctions for the infractions, and you can read more information on our website. The 2-0 Bills take on the 2-0 LA Rams tomorrow afternoon at Bills Stadium, and there is some hope that starting linebackers Tremaine Edmonds and Matt Milano will be back in action, as their status is listed as questionable. Kickoff is slated for 1 o'clock. And in major news today, President Trump is expected to announce his Supreme Court nomination to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg this afternoon, and will be carrying that announcement live on WBEN around 5 o'clock. I'm Brendan Keeney, News Radio 930, WBEN and WBEN. EN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
Involved in Breonna Taylor's death. Brian Clark, ABC News. Democrats continue to criticize President Trump after his repeated refusals during the week to commit to a peaceful transfer of power. Senator John Tester of Montana told ABC,
"We cannot stand for someone, whoever it is, in this case, President Trump, to upset that because it would set us back significantly in this country."
Friday night in Virginia, the president said he wanted a friendly transition, but only if there's a, quote, honest vote. Today in Madison, Wisconsin, the city's hosting an event called Democracy in the Park. Poll workers will register voters and accept delivery of absentee ballots at event going forward. Despite Republican efforts to stop it, they called it a threat to ballot integrity. No ballots will be handed out at the event. ABC News has learned Judge Amy Coney Barrett will be President Trump's choice to replace the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. He'll make that announcement today. Another night of protests in Louisville after a grand jury did not charge any police officers in the March death of Breonna Taylor. Demonstrations largely peaceful. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hey, it's Dominic Cortese here, and call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So whenever someone says to me, "Dominic, who do you recommend for roofing?" I say, call the roof people that fix roofs right. Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service and value because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on every job to ensure that the job is done and that it is done correctly. Call Ava Roofing today and get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. There's no reason to get stressed out about the condition of your roof. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793. That's 990-4793. Call them today to schedule for a free estimate. Go to avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Mom was single again with three kids. Living next to Grammy helped.
She taught you to knit and sew and stuff, right?
And she ran a heating oil business out of the basement.
Fleischmann's.
I'd play on the typewriter and put in my time.
That's why you can type so fast.
Think it's a coincidence that we have a heating and cooling business?
No such thing, Carrie. It was meant to be.
I believe that too, Marty.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nia Hergaris with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. As parents, we want our children to grow up healthy and strong. That means helping teens take responsibility for their health as they become young adults. One way to do that is to make sure they have one-on-one time with their pediatrician. That helps them become comfortable talking about any health issue with their doctors and with you. So make sure to give your teen a voice. It's good for their health. For more on teen health, visit healthychildren.org.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. And that includes comfortable pricing, too. Shop Town & Country's brand new line of American-made affordable furniture. Amazing options at prices you're used to seeing in lower quality furniture made in other countries. So whether you're shopping highest quality American-made furniture or you're looking for that American craftsmanship at a lower price, hurry into Town & Country and save even more on our American-made affordable collection when you take advantage of our cash and carry program. If you think you can find it cheaper online, Town & Country price matches Amazon and Wayfair every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Make sure to check out our brand new website too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
Are you in the know?
Maintain, repair, build new. The smartest thing to do. Go Lenco. Lenco Lumber.
Let's talk about windows. Did you know that there's a window that can regulate the climate in your home, keeping it cooler in the summer and warmer in the winter?
Those in the know. Those in the know. Go Lenco. Lenco.
For 400 series windows from Anderson deliver superior energy efficiency, resulting in a more comfortable home, as well as lower heating and cooling bills. They're so energy efficient that they've been named an Energy Star Partner of the Year yet again. The team at Lenco will help you find the energy efficient Anderson 400 series window that's perfect for your home. For windows that offer the most in style and comforts, go Lenco. Find out more about energy efficient Anderson 400 series windows and get in the know at LencoBuffalo.com. That's LencoBuffalo.com.
Lenco Lumber.
Hey folks, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bath renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Cortez here, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom. And the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Now make sure you look at Basco, shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom, make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass, 694-3300, that's 694-3300. Stop into their showroom in Wilshire Park, and oh, by the way, they do make COVID shields. They're available in 36 by 24 inch sizes with pass-throughs or without. And they're priced right for you. So contact Mark Weinholz for that, 694-3300. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time!
10:38 is the time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez. It's Hammer Time Radio. And Brian Ritter, my guest in studio from Zenner and Ritter. And Brian, before we go to our unfinished Thatcher phone call, I want to give you a plug for the good work that your guys did in changing the oil on my generator. That's kind of a thing that also is an out of sight, out of mind thing. You've got to remember that you need to have that oil change on a regular schedule.
Right.
And what is it, once a year?
Typically, they're looking for once a year or once every 200 hours of operation. So just like anything mechanical, you just got to make sure you take care of it so it can be ready to take care of you.
Yeah. And, you know, it does test itself weekly, so that's why it is running, even though you may not have had a power outage.
Correct.
Okay. To the Thatcher question, Tom in Chickawaga, we'll wrap you up now, and Brian has some comments for you.
Sure. And that's a classic there. If you could get that to the car shows, it would be right there with the vintage old T-Bird convertibles and stuff like that. So that's compared to the modern furnaces, that's probably about four times the size of what you see with the furnaces you referenced having circuit boards and controls in them. And that's all necessary in order to meet the current regulations as far as safety standards. There's not a lot of safety controls in the older units like that Thatcher. And obviously the efficient's far different. You know, currently we're looking at 96% efficient for new units, and there's a lot of incentives for putting those in, rebates and things that come back to you, where with the older equipment it could be 50-60% sometimes. But they were solid units built like a tank, mm-hmm. Cast iron. If you're having, you mentioned briefly the burner being a concern, and as far as getting replacement parts as far as a burner, because right. That would typically be custom to that furnace, it might be something you have to kind of look in an aftermarket type of part situation rather than trying to find something that's original.
Can a technician still service them?
Absolutely, yeah. And actually probably more important that they service something that's that old, simply because there's not as many safety devices. There's nothing that's going to shut it down if the flue's blocked or some other issues that could happen.
So there's some really concerns then for safety.
Well, yeah, and again, having the carbon monoxide detector in the house is right. A big thing. But those furnaces were upgraded over time to have additional safety controls put in related to the pilot and things like that. Mm-hmm. And anything mechanical is repairable. So just because it's old doesn't mean it has to be replaced. You just got to give it a little TLC to keep it going.
But then you also have to look at the cost of what you're spending on a regular schedule of maintenance. It probably is going to be more because it's older, based on what it would cost. An increased utility as well, right? And weigh that against the cost of a new unit.
Right. Well, for us, the maintenance would probably pretty much be the same, but definitely on the utility, your fuel consumption and your electric consumption, because the modern furnaces, due to fan efficiency requirements that took place and implemented about a year ago, are vastly more efficient in the electric consumption as compared to the older systems.
How big is your gas bill, Tom?
I have been happy, God bless, I don't know, I've been here 31 years, they started at around 70. I have had them up to 120 in the winter.
Still not crazy.
Single. I have no babies running around here. I'd do 66 at night and 60 at night. Yeah.
So I guess Brian's saying, you know, if it's working for you and it's functional, you're lucky. And if you can get the parts, you're even luckier.
Well, that's why I was calling to say, if my cast burner goes, I was asking Renner and Ritter if they have access for a replacement burner. Yes, it is larger. Mm-hmm. But it's been in the basement since 54.
Right.
You live around that. I'm just wondering about when you talk about efficiency, you're talking fuel in versus heat in, or are you talking money versus heat out? And $400 for my buddy Jim to put in a new PCB board, and that covers a whole darn year.
Yeah.
Well, most new units are going to come with minimum when we install them a 10-year warranty. So for a decade, you're protected against any unanticipated expenses for repairs.
Okay. Back to the phones we go, and our next stop is Gasport. And Kurt, good morning. We're at your house.
Hi, Brian.
Good morning.
My question is a general question, and I'll probably hang up to let you listen. But some background. My furnace is 23 years old, propane.
Okay.
And I have central air hooked onto it. And my neighbor just purchased, he used it last winter, a heat pump.
Okay.
And I think that would be a good way to go because I think the Freon is better now. So I was wondering if you had any experience with them. And then I was wondering, that formula you said, that's the formula where you take in all your square foot and your windows and such?
Manual J calculation is where you're looking at the design aspects of the house, square footage, windows, insulation, things like that.
Because this house is similar, and I looked up the unit he bought, and it seems small to me, but he's real happy with it.
Great.
And you would be scared of the electricity cost, but propane is so high.
Correct.
You probably spend $800 a month on propane.
Wow. $800 a month?
$800 a month, yes. That's what you spend.
Wow. What?
Natural gas would be like $150. My buddy just switched to natural gas, actually. $150.
I had no idea propane was that high right now.
It's incredible. You know, you talk about your high-tech furnace. It don't mean a lot when you got it on propane.
I'll say.
So that heat pump, he said he'd run $300 with all of his electric for a month in the winter last year. So, I mean, the electric was a lot cheaper.
Great. So as far as heat pump systems, you're basically dealing with two different types of heat pumps, ground source or air source. So ground source is what when you hear people say geothermal, that's a ground source heat pump. There's also air source heat pumps. Air source heat pump typically looks like your air conditioner on the outside of the house. The difference is it has additional components in it so the refrigerant can flow the other way, and we're actually extracting heat from the outdoor air even when we have temperatures that could be below 40 degrees.
Hmm.
So for someone that's on propane or oil, this is an excellent alternative. Because it is much more, the newer units, if you get one that's efficient enough, and just like anything else, they come in different flavors. So anything from a basic efficiency to the ultimate. If you put those systems in, we install them still with a propane furnace. So it'll have an auto crossover feature, which means once it gets below a certain temperature outside, it stops relying on the heat pump and switches back over to propane because it becomes more cost effective at certain temperatures. And there's significant incentives out there from New York State. New York State has a campaign that they're trying to eradicate gas as a fuel source in New York State.
Really?
So there's substantial incentives out there. If you put in a qualified heat pump system, that you will get an immediate rebate back from the state for implementing that. So not only are you going to save on the operational cost, you're going to save on the upfront cost if you install one of these systems in your home. So how does that work out for someone who's on natural gas? Because as the caller indicated, natural gas is much cheaper. It can still be something that's advantageous to a homeowner, even if they have natural gas. The payback isn't going to be the same because natural gas is cheaper, but it's also giving you redundancy. You have basically two heating systems in one. So you're going to see technology over the next couple of years continue to evolve where these air source heat pumps become much more popular in our market, whereas going back 20 years ago, they weren't really viable just because once it got to be cold outside, they weren't cost effective to run.
Did you say the state wants to take away natural gas for powering furnaces?
Yeah, they want to take away natural gas as a heat source or fuel source that we're relying on for heating. So in some areas in downstate, they've already put moratoriums on new construction where they don't want the heat source to be gas in the house.
So what's going to happen to the supply of natural gas, which is, I've heard somewhat endless?
That's just the thing. You know, we have all the shale and the fracking and everything else where they say that there's plenty of resources there, but they're looking from an environmental perspective is why they're looking to do this. So, you know, the focus is on a couple things. It's not just the heating source in the house. It's also the building envelope. So tightening the house up with air sealing and having the right insulation in the house, but then utilizing a system that has less of a carbon footprint is what they're looking for.
803-0930, that's the number. You still have time to jump on the phone and give us a call. Speak to Brian Ritter from Zenner & Ritter. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. You're listening to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, we're talking about your heating system this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio. And part of that, of course, is the ductwork. And the ductwork carries all of the heat and cool air throughout your house. And if you ever stop to take a look inside of it, well, typically you wouldn't, right? But if you did, you might see a whole bunch of stuff that you need to get rid of. Dust mites, dust mite feces, maybe some dust, some dead animal parts. All of that needs to be eradicated so that you could be ensured that you're breathing clean indoor air. And the only way you can unequivocally do that is to have indoor air professionals come out, blast all that gunk off the side walls of your ductwork with the patented column duct cleaning system, and then leave you with the fresh scent of Camber gel after they suck it all out. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, there's no doubt we are into the duct cleaning season. It's pretty warm today, but nonetheless, yeah, it's been a little crazy with COVID and everything like that. But we can still schedule you within 3 to 4 weeks. But once again, the drumbeat that I want to continue to beat is people are trying to open up businesses and just want to be safer with the COVID and everything, and the medical grade air purifiers, which have the ability to basically kill 12 times smaller than the coronavirus particles at 0.007 microns versus 0.08 to 1.5, are really the most amazing thing. And there are, besides being offered in portables, there are also inline, and companies we've worked with for years like Zenner and Ritter would be able to install one of those. And it's just the top end of the inline service. And I learned a lot from when I could in between calls listening to Brian and his expertise. And he mentioned AeroSeal, and to answer your question, yeah, we are an AeroSeal dealer. And when you say, is it expensive? Yeah, it's more expensive than the duct cleaning process when you do both together. For those people that want to do it, it's great. I'd rather see you spend money on improving your indoor air quality, because this is more of a comfort issue. And doing what Brian said, you know, with the painting the outside, is usually a more cost-effective solution.
Okay, 683-3000, that's a number that you're going to call this Saturday morning for IAP with the extra special Hammer Time Radio discount. What's it going to be?
Okay, so first of all, once again, on the medical-grade air purifiers, both the portable and the inline, as well as the high-capacity dehumidifiers, let's not forget about that. We have some rains coming up in the forecast. $300 off of any of those products. And for duct cleaning, it's $35 off, and I'm here to answer the phones until about 4 o'clock today. Just be patient, as I'm here alone today. And
okay.
We'd be happy to take your call.
You heard Peter. You can call and get a discount, but you need to call now. 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. With indoor air professionals
for every breath you take.
Guys, don't mind me as I interrupt your radio program. It's Sue Cosner, sexual health expert, on men's performance in the bedroom. Do me a favor and don't touch that dial. That's a mistake. If you've been listening to this radio station, you've probably heard a compelling radio ad for Noxatril, the potent all-natural male enhancement pill. Men constantly reach out and ask me, does this Noxatril really work? Or is it just another scam product? I can tell you, there's nothing better than Noxatril. I recommend this super pill to men everywhere. It will transform your life in the bedroom once and for all. Strong, powerful results that increase your blood flow fast. No prescription, no side effects. Just imagine Viagra on steroids. So call Noxetril now and take advantage of an incredible free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
Call right now and get your free supply. Call 800-844-5367. That's 800-844-5367. It's like Viagra on steroids. Improve your sex life with your free supply. Call 800-844-5367. That's 1-800-844-5367.
Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown.
Get to Northtown Kia, West New York's number one sales volume Kia dealer all month during Northtown's End Zone Days. Get $3,750 off MSRP on a 2020 Kia Sportage LX all-wheel drive. It comes with backup camera, Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, forward collision assist, blind spot monitoring, and Kia's limited 100,000-mile warranty. Shop online at northtownkia.com with Northtown Snap Delivery. It's as easy as 1-2-3. On approved credit, $3,750 off includes $2,750 KMF bonus cash and $1,000 dealer discount. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details. Prior sales excluded. Must finance through Kia 506 program. MSRP $26,805. Stock number 20K1735. Must take delivery by 9/30/20. Number one Kia dealer based on January to December 2019 poll results. Remember, whatever you're looking for,
you'll find it at Northtown.
Hey, David Bellavia here with an important TRICARE message for military retirees and active duty family members living in Western New York. Did you know that TRICARE Prime option is available to you through the Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan, even if you live in a non-TRICARE Prime area? With Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan, you get high-quality, low-cost health care using local civilian doctors. Take it from Master Sergeant Ralph Sosnowski, United States Air Force retired.
I'm proud to offer military families this high-quality TRICARE Prime option. Find out more about the Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan at martinspoint.org/buffalo or call us today at 839-0285. That's 839-0285.
And here's how you can learn more about the Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan. Visit martinspoint.org/buffalo. Call 839-0285 to speak with a local health benefit specialist, or best yet, schedule an information session at a time that's convenient for you. Get the coverage and the savings you've earned with Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan.
So the question came up, how did you decide on Marvin Windows, Dominic, for the new building? Well, we didn't think very hard about that because we've known the Horbit family for years and the Marvin product line. So the decision was easy for me, and it should be for you when you're thinking about window replacements. Think no farther than Big L Windows and Doors. They'll help you evaluate, make your selection, give you consultation on cost, and arrange for the installation with their total trust guarantee. That means that if anything ever goes wrong, you just give them a call and they'll be there for you. And the reason I say that with such confidence is because Bill Horbit does what he believes, and that's to do the right thing. If you ask him, what's your philosophy, Bill, for all these 45 years, he'll shrug his shoulders and he'll say, do the right thing. And that's what it's all about at Big Al. The winners of the Buffalo Niagara Business Ethics Award, just like Cortese Construction, proud to be in the same team with Big Al for not only that, but also the fact that they're a Hammer Time partner. So there you can locate them. They're located at 2727 William Street in Chickawaga. And their phone number is 895-8484. That's 895-8484. Big Al Win Windows.com, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time. Go with the ball.
10:55 is the time on WBEN. A couple of minutes left with Brian Ritter here from Zenner and Ritter. We'll squeeze in what we can as we go next to a question about a blower, and that's coming to us from Dan on the island. Good morning, Dan. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, gentlemen. I was wondering, I had air conditioning installed in my home about 4 years ago, and in the very peak of my attic, they installed a blower motor along with a thermostat that blows the hot air from the attic into the cool air duct of my air conditioner in the attic. And I'm wondering, it's also connected to a thermostat, and no matter where I set the thermostat, the blower continues to operate, and blow this superheated attic air into my cool air ducts in the attic. And I'm wondering what the blower is for.
Yeah, I'm a little bit confused by the question myself. I know that sometimes there are thermostatically controlled attic fans, which are designed to exhaust warm air out of the attic. And what those will do is kick on at the set temperature to pull that warm air out of the attic and replenish it through the soffits or gable vents with cooler air from the outside. So that's something that would be done to reduce the heat load in the house. But pulling air from the attic and introducing it into the ductwork is not something that should be done.
No, absolutely not.
Okay. All right. They told me that it might be the thermostat that's bad. They said something about pressurizing the ducts in the wintertime to prevent moisture from building up in the ductwork because the air conditioner is in the attic.
Yeah, so if your vents are coming into the ceiling of the second floor from the attic, if those vents are left open, you could have the warm air migrate up into that ductwork as it cools, get condensation that forms and then drips back down to the register, and you get staining around the register. So, you know, you can...
I have a ducted air conditioning system through my attic, and I close the registers in the ceiling, and I put covers on the returns so that to prevent that issue from happening, from the heat getting up in there.
Yeah, like magnetic covers or something
yes,
like
exactly
that would
right.
work well.
Yep. Yep. Thanks for your question, Dan. I hope that helps. Let's go to Wheatfield now and say hello to Mike. Good morning, Mike. You're next.
Good morning. We have a whole house generator, a Generac. Now, it usually light changes from green to, I believe, the yellow or orange for the maintenance. Is that on a timer schedule? Because it always comes in the middle of winter. I'd like to have it done in autumn before. I mean, can they reset that?
Yep, it can absolutely be reset. It's through the controller. The technician can modify the settings and reset it. If you had them come out in the fall, they can reset it right then. And then it just, as you indicated, goes on a rolling basis where every 12 months that's going to activate.
Well, you said unless, I know as you mentioned earlier, if it's 200 hours or more, you know, then that would change, right?
It depends on the unit. Sometimes it will change for other reasons as well. That yellow indicator could mean more than just maintenance. It could mean something with the battery condition or other conditions in the generator.
Right. I have it done in like an autumn, like in November, end of November, we get all those windstorms. That's when the power goes out a lot of times.
Yeah. Yep, it's always good to get it before the weather changes, before the fall, because that's when it gets busiest.
So you just have a shorter year, one year, to change the oil sooner. Let's see, our next is Ella in West Seneca.
Speaking, thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a whole house generator for over 5 years, never had a problem with it. A week and a half ago, I called the company to change the filter and the oil, and I haven't heard it charge itself.
So you're saying it's not doing its self-test weekly like it did once before?
It's making me nervous.
Okay. And so depending on the age of the generator, it's possible that the new test time is the time that they were out at the house. So if you're used to hearing it Tuesdays at 2 o'clock, but they came out and changed the oil or did what they did on Thursdays at 3, the new time might be Thursdays at 3. If it's a Generac unit, it has a display light that's either visible from lifting the lid, opening the lid, or looking at the end of the unit. And you can check the status there, but it should still be testing once a week. So if you don't hear that, definitely have someone come back and take a look for you.
Okay. Brian, thank you for spending the hour with us.
Oh, thank you.
Brian from Zenner and Ritter. They've been around since 1930, and they are a Hammer Time partner. Find them online, zennerandritter.com. 833-2463 is their number. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Saturday, same time, same place, same station, where we've been since 1989. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station.